1-18节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮，说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地。故此，当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判、遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，仍愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人甘当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事。信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。
Today's Bible reading is from 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 18. Dear friends, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "What is this coming?" he promised. Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters, also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. The day will bring about the elements, the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom with what God gave him. He writes in the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do with other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace of and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both for now and forever. Amen.
弟兄姊妹们平安。今天本来是有周传道来证道。
Good morning, everyone. Originally, we had Pastor Hedy here for us today, this morning.
但是他的身体上有软弱，所以今天他不能来。
But she's a little weak today, so she's unable to come.
所以我们也用祷告的心来托住她，希望她能够快快的康复。
And so we hold her with a prayerful heart, hoping for her recovery.
那么这一个临时的变化也使我感到也很重要。
So this temporary change has also brought up something very important to me.
可以有机会跟弟兄姊妹来分享今天这一个重要的信息。
But I have this opportunity to share this very important message with everyone today.
我不知道我们在座的是不是每周读我们在周报上写的文章。
I don't know if everybody reads our weekly essay in the bulletin.
这个，那么现在不要读了啊。这个
，Please don't read it now.
那么，这些文章可能会有一些错字啊什么，因为我们基本上都是星期六晚上才出稿的。
These articles may have some grammar errors because they are written at the last minute.
不过这些文章呢都很重要，都是我们这一周我们从神那里领受的东西，最后在这个出周报之前的时候，我们再把它写出来。
But these articles are very important, and we write them from with God's message.
上一个星期对于生活在维州的人是个很特殊的一个星期。
Last week was a very special week for people living in 维州。
维州就是 Victoria， 就是 we live in the yeah
Victorians
yeah。那么因为上一周发生了一件重要的事。
Because something important happened last week。
这个可以说是在人类历史上是一个非常标志性的一件事情。
This could be said as a very signaling event in human's history。
那么就是说，在我们维多利亚议会大厦的上面升起了六彩的旗子。
That is that the rainbow flag was erected on the government parliament house。
那么我们维州的州长，向过去这个因为同性恋不合法而受到法律制裁的人正式的道歉。
And our state premier apologized to everyone who has been oppressed by our former laws regarding homosexuality.
那么我们这个当时升起这面旗帜的时候
，And when the flag was raised，
我们州议会大厅的这些 大概不知道是官员们吧，总之是。
The representatives of parliament.
他们身上带着象征着同性恋的这个六彩的那一个牌子，那一个标志。
They also wore the badge of the homosexual pride.
然后用一种很崇敬的心情看着这个旗子被升起来。
And had a very solemn expression while watching the flag being raised.
那么这件事情为什么是一个标志性的事情呢？
And why is this event like a sign?
因为主耶稣说世界末了的日子要像罗德的日子。
Because Jesus said the day of the end would be like the days of Lot.
那么罗德的日子就是同性恋泛滥。
The days of Lot were days of homosexuality and corruption.
然后呢毁灭的日子将近。
And then the time of destruction becomes near.
这些事情弟兄姊妹不要忽略这些重要的事
儿。We shouldn't overlook the importance of these issues.
那么在今天我们所读的经文里面
And in the scripture that we read today,
在一开始就是把这个我们的态度先提出来。
From the beginning, it shows what our attitude ought to be.
这个彼得说我这是写给你们的第二封信。
Peter says, this is the second letter I write to you.
那么这些信都是激发你们诚实的心。
And these letters are written with an honest heart.
所以激发我们诚实的心是很重要的。
It is very important that we have an honest heart.
因为今天我们面对世界上很多重要事情的时候
Because when we face the very important issues of our world today,
我们的内心尽我们最大的努力去欺骗它。
Our heart is very deceptive.
我现在还不能最终证实是不是真的。
Even now, I don't really know if it's true.
在美国据说是学校里边学生可以自己选择自己的性别而上厕所。
In America, we hear that the students are free to choose their own gender in regards to using the restroom.
如果这件事情是真实的话
If this is true,
而且这件事情如果澳洲也要跟着这样做的话
And if this also occurs in Australia,
我们就没有了诚实
We lose the honesty.
所以一个人是男人还是女人
Is a person male or female?
是取决于他的生理的这个基因所生理所决结构所决定。
It is decided by the biological and the genetics.
所以这个并不是你自己认为你是什么你就是什么。
It is not that whatever you think you are, you are.
所以现在我们的人把自己的意志高举到一个地步，我们可以不客观的面对我们的真实的世界。
And so people have raised their own choice to the point where they do not need to face reality anymore.
所以他们自己认为怎么样？就是怎么样
So whatever they think, they consider it as true.
所以这是一个非常不诚实的时代
This is a very dishonest time.
那么在今天的经文到了第十七节的时候
And in our scripture we read in verse 17,
说亲爱的弟兄啊你们既然预先知道了这些事
That you therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned on these things,
就要防备
Beware.
所以今天我们的正道的主题就是警醒，然后我们要防备。
So our topic today is to be aware.
那么防备什么东西呢
？What should we be aware of?
就是恐怕被恶人的谬误所诱惑。
Beware that you are not carried away by the lawless.
然后就从自己坚固的地步上坠落了。
And fall from your position of stability.
我感到非常痛苦的一件事情。
There's something that makes me feel very sad.
就是居然很多教会站起来支持同性恋。
And that is that many churches support homosexuality.
这个我们并不认为同性恋是一个什么特别的罪孽。
We are not saying that homosexuality is any special sin.
其实我们正常异性婚姻的人也常常有异性之间犯性行为犯罪的这种可能性。
Actually, many normal married couples have the possibility of having normal sins.
但是 同性恋这件事情到了世界末了的时候被特别的炒作起来。
However, by the end of the age, homosexuality will be raised.
这个为什么会出现这样的状况呢？
Why does this happen?
这是一个撒旦的运动。
This is an activity of Satan.
那么他要从根本上来否定上帝创造的秩序。
That from the foundations, he will destroy the order of God.
因为人类道德的一个非常重要的基础
Because the foundation of people's morals
就是对我们的性的基本的认知
are from the recognition of our sexual relations.
因为性是产生后代产生新生命的那一个关系
Because sex produces offspring and a newer generation.
那是上帝的形象在人的生命里边得以传递的那一个关系
That is the relationship of God's image in us.
所以神起初创造人类的首先就创造了性关系
And so the first thing that God created amongst people is the sexual relation.
那么神说那是好的
And God said that it was good.
要祝福的
And it would be blessed.
并且要叫他们借此要生养众多遍满全地的
And that humans should be fruitful and fill the earth.
那么撒旦的作为就是要在这一切的事情上与上帝的作为来反对
And the act of Satan is to oppose all of God's work.
然后你说非要异性吗
So you say, should it be like this?
我说我非要叫他同性
I say it should be the other way.
然后世界上的人就说我们支持同性
And people say, we will protect that.
我不知道这个他应该怎么翻译他们叫做同性叫做同志这些人在一起的叫同志同志应该怎么翻译原来文化大革命的时候我们学过这个字叫 common 什么什么东西
同志
啊 anyway 这个反正他们这个互相称为同志
so they call each other comrades
那么他们同心有共同的志向来干什么呢
they have a unified goal to do what
就是来反对来抗拒上帝所命定的一切的秩序
And that is to oppose the order set forth by God
那么现在呢他们把这些东西从幼儿园从学前班从小学开始教育这些孩子
And so they want to teach these things in kindergarten and in primary school to our children
所以从小的时候他们就开始产生一种对上帝创造秩序的叛逆的心理
And so from a young age, they have a sense of rebellion against the order created by God.
他用各种各样的理论来诱惑人的心
By many sort of theories, they tempt people's heart.
以至于甚至于包括教会的人都同意他们的这种的观点
To the point which even churchgoers agree with their point of view.
他们似乎觉得我们要包容
As if we should be accepting.
这个他们的身上写的这个爱得胜了
They write love is victorious on them
所以他们认为有了爱有包容这是人类最高的准则
They think that with love and acceptance humanity has reached its peak
耶稣也是这样的准则
Didn't Jesus do the same
所以他们利用这种的东西
So they use these theories
来放纵自己的私欲
To indulge in their desires
然后来对抗这个上帝的命定
and oppose the order of God
那么这些东西迷惑了很多人的心
and these things have confused many people's hearts
今天我们在这里明确的说明
today we are here we clearly say
对待同性恋的人
to face homosexual people
和我们对待其他任何的罪人没有区别
there is no difference between any other sinner
我们都是有罪的人
we are all sinful people
同性恋的人需要和其他的罪人一样需要认罪
Homosexual people, just like other people, need to repent.
需要悔改
and repent.
这个没有其他的路可以走。
There's no other way to go.
因此，现在的问题是，他们把这个东西把它合理化。
And now the issue is that it has become legalized.
然后把它称为一个正面放纵它。
As if it is a positive thing.
那么这个就成为与神 作对的行为。
And this is an action of opposition to God.
所以我自己做好任何的思想准备。
And so personally, I am prepared.
在任何时候，我们会旗帜鲜明地反对同性恋。
That at any time, we are publicly willing to oppose homosexuality.
这个那是一种罪行，是不能被接受的。
That is a sinful act. It cannot be accepted.
那么如果有这样犯罪的人，他需要认罪悔改。
These people need to recognize their sin and repent.
而不能被接受为是一种合理的、正常的，更不能去推销这种东西。
And not be accepted as normal.
因为作为牧师，在未来的日子里面可能会非常非常的困难。
As a pastor in the future, this may become very difficult.
因为如果这件事情在澳洲的婚姻法上合法。
Because if these things are legalized in our laws.
那么我们在为这个弟兄姊妹来主持婚礼的时候，
Then when we run marriages,
就会面对很严重的挑战。
We may need to face very difficult challenges.
因为很快我们的孩子也到了婚姻的年龄。
Because our children have come to marriageable age.
那么他们要不要按照澳洲的婚姻法来注册他们的婚姻呢？
Will they want to establish their marriages by the Australian law?
因为当我们给人主持婚礼的时候，
When we run marriages for people,
我们是在两个权威之下来主持婚礼的。
We do it under two authorities.
那么一个就是上帝对婚姻的命令。
One is the authority of God's command.
一个就是澳洲国家的婚姻的法律。
The other is the authority of the Australian law.
那么如果我们澳洲的婚姻的法律已经变成了一种认同同性婚姻的时候，
If when the Australian law accepts homosexual marriages,
我们在宣布他的婚姻合法的时候，我们就无法宣布这个是在澳洲婚姻的法律之下，他这个婚姻是合法的。
We cannot say that we cannot oppose the law.
因为我们不要合他的法。
Because we do not want to follow their law.
因为这个法是我们所不认同的。
Because the law is something that we do not accept.
这时候我们就成了违法的人。
We become opposers to the law.
可能就会受到澳洲法律的制裁。
We may be persecuted under the law.
我不知道别人会怎么想。
I am not sure what anyone else might think.
我自己已经做好了这个思想准备。
But I am prepared.
不管他怎么样来惩罚一个这个反对这个法律的人。
No matter what way they may choose to persecute the opposer of the law.
我将旗帜鲜明地反对这个法律。
I will oppose it.
不执行这个法律。
I will not follow it.
他在我的身上没有果效。
There's no fruits on my feet.
为这个事情来做好准备。
We should be prepared.
所以弟兄姊妹，凡是愿意站在神的真理的一边的人。
And so brothers and sisters, anyone who wants to stand on the side of truth.
不知道你的心里边是不是也做好了这个思想准备。
Are you also prepared in your heart?
在未来的日子里面。
That in the future.
你可能为了坚持真理要真的要付代价。
You may also need to pay a price to follow the truth.
我的父母曾经在中国共产党的这个压迫之下。
My parents were also oppressed by the Chinese government.
他们坚持了真理的信仰的真理。
But they upheld the truth of their faith.
他们没有向任何的政治势力去妥协。
They did not bend to the political power.
他们为真理做出了美好的见证。
They did a great testimony towards the truth.
所以他们在那个时候生下我。
In that time, I was born.
给了我叫但以理这个名字。
And they called me Daniel.
那么但以理这个名字就是在巴比伦受苦的先知。
And Daniel was the prophet who suffered in Babylon.
那么这个时候我求主给我有但以理的心智。
At this time, I prayed for the heart of Daniel.
那么同时呢，当我生了我的大儿子的时候。
At that time when I had my eldest son.
那么也给他起一个名字叫耶利米。
I named him after Jeremiah.
那么耶利米是一个在以色列将近灭亡之前的时候，那个过程当中的时候做先知的。
And Jeremiah was a prophet during the time of the exile in Israel.
所以我们也希望我们的儿子能够在任何艰苦的环境里边能够有耶利米的心智。
We hoped that our son would have the heart of Jeremiah under whatever persecution.
那么他们能够好好的服侍我们的主。
And that they can serve our God.
所以我们的老三儿子出生的时候。
And our third son.
我们给他起名字叫撒母耳。
We named him after Samuel.
那么他也是 在士师时代结束将近走进列王时期的那个关键时候的先知。
And Samuel was a prophet who led the change from the time of judges to the time of kings.
所以他们都在那个时代为主做了美好的见证。
They were great testimonies to God in their age.
他们有些时候也是在极大的政治的压力之下。
They were under very great political pressure.
好像这个撒母耳要高大卫做王。
Like when Samuel was to anoint David as king.
那时候扫罗已经是王。
At that time, Saul was already king.
所以他要高大力这个大卫做王的时候，他可能会遭到整个家族被屠杀的命运。
And so when he was anointing David as king, he may have been oppressed by Saul.
当时这个帮助过大卫的挪伯城的祭司只是帮助了大卫而已，全城就被屠城了。
During that time, the city of Naboth, who only helped David, were wiped out by Saul.
所以我们知道撒母耳要高大卫做王是冒着何等的风险。
We knew that for Samuel to anoint David, it was a very dangerous thing.
当然，这个神保护了撒母耳，没有使保罗有机会来屠杀他。
However, we know that God protected Saul and did not allow Saul to kill Samuel.
但是那是一个信心的行动。
But that was an act of faith.
所以但愿我们这一些有心志要侍奉上帝的人，
And so we hope that everyone who has a heart to serve God,
我们能够有这些先知生命里面的素质。
We can have this strength of character like these prophets.
所以无论在任何逼迫的情况下，
so that under whatever oppression,
我们永远站在真理的一边。
We can stand on the side of truth.
那么，所以这个今天呢，是一个充满着诱惑的时代。
So today is a time of many dangers.
我们要在这个时代里边能够站立得稳。
In this age, we need to stand firm.
那个能够抗拒这个撒旦在世界文化里边所搞出来的那一些各种各样的诱惑人的理论。
So we need to withstand the works of Satan and many theories of the time today.
所以能够抗拒这些东西站立的稳。
And to oppose them and stand firm.
这里说不至于从我们稳固的地位上坠落。
第几节？
第十七节的最后一句话。
And so that we are not carried away with the error of the lawless and lose our stability.
那么在这个十六节里面
In verse 16,
又说了另外一件事。
There is another thing mentioned.
所以我们被这个在十七节说被错误诱惑，我们指的是那个从世界里边那些混乱错误的理论里边来影响来搅扰我们。
So in verse 17, it is the error and the lawless that will come and mess us up.
但是当我看到这个那个六彩的旗帜从这个维多利亚省的这个省政厅升起的时候，
However, when I saw the rainbow flag on the House of Parliament,
我们就知道我们的世界已经堕落到了一个什么地步。
We know that our world has become corrupted.
那么这一些做领袖的人，这都不是普通的人，这都是一些做这个国家最高领袖的人。
And these are not normal people, they are our nation's leaders.
他们已经无知堕落到这种的地步的时候，
And they have become ignorant to such an extent.
我们就问为什么这样的事情会发生。
We may ask, how has this thing happened?
其实我们在座的各位要明白，
Actually, everyone should know.
社会的堕落的根源，
The corruption of the culture comes from
从教会的堕落，
comes from the corruption of the church.
因为神把教导真理的责任教导给托付给教会。
Because God has put the responsibility of spreading truth in the church.
那么在旧约圣经的时候说，世界上的人从哪里得知认识耶和华的知识呢？
In the Old Testament it is written, where would the people of the world know the wisdom of God?
那么就是从祭司的口中。
By the words of the priests.
所以祭司他们是明白上帝的旨意。
And so the priests should understand the will of God.
然后要教导百姓，
and teach it to the people.
然后在他站在百姓的地位上，
and for the people,
然后在上帝的面前为百姓来祷告。
They should pray in front of God.
所以这个就是祭司他有中保性的那个 位分。
And so this is the mediator role of the priests.
所以他一方面代表上帝向百姓讲话。
On the one hand, they represent God before the people.
另外一个方面，他是代表百姓向上帝来祈祷。
On the other hand, they represent the people and pray to God.
所以神把这样的责任交在祭司的身上。
And God has given this responsibility upon the priests.
那么当基督徒蒙召的时候，
When Christians are called,
我们是以君尊祭司的身份被从世界当中呼召出来的。
We are called out of the world to be priests.
然后上帝把他的圣言就交托给教会。
And God gave his word to the church.
然后圣经上说教会是永生神的家。
And the scripture says that the church is the house of God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the stability and the root of truth.
所以世界上的人他们不明白是怎么回事。
The people of the world, they don't know, they don't truly understand.
那么我们可以理解。
We understand that.
因为他们本来就不明白吗？
Because they never understood.
可是如果教会的人本身也不明白了，
However, if the people of the church do not understand,
那就我们失去了我们作为祭司身份的那个功能。
Then we lose our ability that we should be performing as priests.
在以色列将近灭亡的时候，
Just before the destruction of Israel,
有两卷大先知书写在那个时代。
There were two big prophetic books written in that age.
那么一个就是耶利米，
One is the book of Jeremiah.
一个就是以西结，
The other is the book of Ezekiel.
那么这两卷先知书，
These two prophetic books
都同样对当时的祭司和先知有很重的审判，
Had a very great judgment upon the priests and prophets of their day.
因为那个时代的堕落，
Because the corruption of that day,
以至于最后国家灭亡，
to the point of destruction of their nation,
与他们的祭司的这个职分的失职有直接的关系，
had a direct cause from the actions of their priests.
那么在今天的经文里边呢，
and in our scripture today,
也是提到了这个十五节的时候，就是使徒保罗也写过很多关于论述福音这方面的书信。
It also mentions that my brother Paul wrote to you according to his wisdom.
那么在这些书信里边到第十六节说有一些难明白的话。
And he says that there are some things in them hard to understand.
那么的确读圣经是一件不容易的事。
And it is true that the Bible is not easy to read.
是一件很辛苦的事。
It is very difficult.
我自己跟弟兄姊妹做讲我自己的见证，讲我关于我自己的情况。
And I also speak of my own testimony.
我承认我自己不是一个很好的服侍主的人。
I admit that I am not the best servant of God.
但是我是一个很真心想要服侍主的人。
However, I am very honest in my will to serve God.
这个我是一个不太聪明的人。
I'm not that intelligent.
可是很用功的人。
However, I work hard.
我读破了很多本圣经了。
I have read and destroyed many Bibles.
可是到现在呢，的确圣经里边很多东西我还是没读明白。
However, to this day, there are many things I do not understand.
因为上帝的奥秘实在是不是那么太容易明白的事情。
Because the mysteries of God are not so easy to understand.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹说。
And so I often tell my brothers and sisters.
这个下边的话他们也不太容易翻译啊，因为这个是中国古文，就是知之为知之，不知为不知，是知也。
You know what you know.
You know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And that is what you know. 翻译的对吗？对吧？就是你知道的东西，你就说你知道。
If you know, then you can say that you know.
如果你不知道的东西，你就说你不知道。
If you don't know, you should acknowledge that you don't know.
那么这个就是你的知道。
And this is your wisdom.
那么在这个彼得写的这个书信的里面，
And in the book written by Peter,
说那些没有学问的人，不坚固的人，强解圣经。
That the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction.
那么强解圣经是件非常严重的事情。
So twisting the meaning of the Bible is a very harsh thing.
那么在教会的历史上，对于圣经一知半解的人。
And in the history of the church, people who misinterpret scripture.
那么他们 又觉得自己很明白的人。
They think that they are very smart.
那么他们又很有这个领导能力的人。
And they have great leadership power.
然后他们就开始组织一个教会的分支。
And they lead the churches split up.
然后就搞一个宗派出来。
And they cause denominations.
那么因此今天的教会出现这么多的宗派。
And today the church has many denominations.
很多的根源就出在这个地方。
Then many of them come from this root.
所以他们为了那些自己都不太明白的教义在互相的攻击。
And so for the doctrines that they don't really understand, they attack each other.
所以现在这个很多世上的人
And so the people of the world today,
他们非常困惑
They are very conflicted.
所以他们不明白这个教会这么多的宗派我应该去哪一个教会才是正统的教会呢
They don't understand with all of these denominations, which one should I go to?
所以很多人就说教会不过是一个宗教的一个宗教是商业行为而已，一个 religious business.
Some people say that the church is a religious business.
所以我们为什么要到那里去
？Why should I go?
所以连里边的人自己都不知道自己信什么。
Even the people inside they don't know what they believe.
所以他们作为外人来说
，So as outsiders,
他们不知道你们中间到底打那些东西到底什么道理。
They don't know why you are fighting.
也不知道谁是正确的。
And they don't know who are right, who is right.
那么这个呢，在神学上产生很严重、很严重的影响。
And in theology, that is a very powerful thing.
这个是 very serious influence. 它是一个神学对于这些东西产生决定性的影响。
And theology has created a very serious influence on this issue.
这是一个我自己的痛苦。
This is something that I have also struggled with.
我知道一个侍奉主的人不能不读神学。
I know that one who wants to serve God must study theology.
但是读神学又有很大的困难。
However, studying theology has raised many issues.
所以我一方面积极地推荐我们的弟兄姊妹去读神学。
On the one hand, I recommend our brothers and sisters to study theology.
一方面我又非常恐惧我们的弟兄姊妹去读神学。
On the other hand, I am afraid of our brothers and sisters studying theology.
因为神学里边太多混乱的东西。
Because theology has many confused things.
后来我自己有一个坚定的信念。
And I myself had a very
had
a conviction.
就是这个一个 very firm concept in my mind. 那就是说这个进神学院之前的时候
And that is that before entering theological study.
那么你或者在神学的读书的过程里面
Or in the midst of theological study.
有两件事情一定要严格的把握
There are two things that you must know.
第一就是与神之间那个敬畏的关系
One is your position of servitude before God.
然后就是在圣经的基础上要下功夫
is that the other is that you must be built on the foundation of scripture.
因为衡量一切是非的标准只有在这个里面
Because the standard of all things is only in the Bible.
所以一方面我鼓励他们去读神学
So on the one hand, I encourage you to study theology.
另外一个方面关于他们跟神之间的那一个关系
On the other hand, their relationship with God.
我在鼓励他们的同时
In the midst of my encouragement,
为他们好好的祷告。
I pray for them.
每天的祷告的里面都在为我们的神学生们祷告。
I daily pray for our theological students.
然后就鼓励他们读圣经。
And encourage them to read the Bible.
和他们一块儿来读圣经。
And read the Bible together with them.
好好的认真的读圣经。
Read it carefully.
那么不会解释的。
Those who cannot explain it.
先不要解释。
Don't try to explain it.
但是这里说，凡是强解圣经的
，But here it says those who twist the scripture.
非常严重的结果
，There is a very disastrous result.
那就是自取灭亡
，That is they seek their own destruction.
那么今天教会出的很多很多的问题
，And today many problems in the church.
其实出在一个问题的根源上
，Come from one source.
那就是没有认真的读圣经
，They do not carefully read the scripture.
那么在欧洲的历史里头
，In the history of Europe.
这个出现一个非常奇怪的现象
，There is a very strange event.
就是很多基督徒反犹太人
and said many Christians hate the Jews.
这个欧洲的反犹情绪自古以来就很强烈。
The anti-Semitic people in Europe have always been powerful.
我就不明白为什么基督徒他会反对以色列人呢
？I don't understand why would Christians hate the Jews.
这个 尤其天主教这种大的教派啊，怎么会反对以色列人呢？
Especially the bigger denominations like Catholicism that oppose Jews.
因为在这个创世纪里边，神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候说得非常非常的清楚。
Because it is very clearly written in Genesis when God called Abraham.
那么凡是为亚伯拉罕和他的后裔祝福的，
All who bless Abraham and his descendants.
那么神要祝福他，
God will bless them.
凡是咒诅以色列的，
All who curse Israel.
神要咒诅他，
God will curse them.
那么这话说得这么明白啊，
It is so clear.
这个就算新约圣经里边，在罗马书里边说神拣选以色列人并没有后悔啊。
Even in the New Testament Romans, Paul writes, God did not regret choosing the Israelites.
这个以色列人是他们有他们的犯罪。
Well, yes, the Israelites, they did fail.
那么哪一个民族不犯罪啊？
Which civilization didn't fail?
这个欧洲人就比以色列人比犹太人强吗？
Are the Europeans better than the Israelites?
其实不是的。
No.
每一个民族里边都有好人和坏人。
Every nation has good and bad people.
是有很多这个因为以色列人神给他们特别的聪明。
True, because of their special wisdom God gave to the Jews.
这个所以他们好的地方好特别好。
And so they are very powerful in some aspects.
那么他们不好的地方也特别不好。
And they are very terrible in some aspects.
因为他们很聪明嘛。
Because they are very clever.
所以他们坏的地方坏的也很聪明。
And so when they are evil, they do evil things very well.
所以这个在过去搅扰中国几十年的这个共产主义的思想。
And so the thoughts of communism which messed up China a lot.
这个所以这个也是马克思发明的吗？不是他发明，他主要提出来的了。
Was raised by Karl Marx.
那么这个马克思就是一个犹太人吗？
And Marx was also a Jew.
所以这些东西常常从这犹太人当中出来。
And so many times these things come from Jews.
可是不能因为犹太人以色列人当中有罪人。
It's not because, but not because they are sinners amongst the Jews.
所以我们就起来就反对整个民族。
And so we should oppose the entire nation.
其实这个是不对的。
This is not right.
可是为什么这些欧洲的基督徒会做这样的事情？
But why do the European Christians do such a thing?
对我来说，
To me,
只有一个可能性的理由。
There's only one possibility.
那就是他们没有好好的读圣经。
That they didn't properly read their Bible.
因为他们听了一些人，这个特别是那些很会煽动人的那些的蛊惑。
But they heard the words of the charismatic leaders.
所以就是说犹太人怎么怎么都不好。
Oh, the Jews, they are so bad.
所以他们就跟着他们怎么怎么都不好。
And so they follow these words.
这个很多时候这个有一些的运动，
Often many of these movements,
这个出去游行这种运动，
the rebellions and these movements,
那么常常都是一些有野心的领袖。
Often they are led by the wild leaders.
然后导致了那些无知人的跟随。
And caused the following of the ignorant.
那么最后产生可怕的后果。
And then there are very disastrous results.
我曾经想过这样的问题。
I used to consider such a thing.
为什么第一次世界大战都取于德国？
Why were the First and Second World Wars led by Germany?
The First and Second 都是从它开始。
All of them were began by Germany.
那么德国是一个马丁路德改教，是一个新教的基地啊。
Germany was the reformed land of Martin Luther.
那么那个地方应该是教会很发达，基督徒非常多的比例非常高的地方。
That place was had a very high Christian population.
那么为什么会产生那么可怕的后果呢？
Why did it end up with such a disastrous result?
我们就看到像希特勒这样的人。
And we see that the leaders like Hitler.
很会蛊惑人心的这样的人。
These who can move people's hearts.
但是那些基督徒们对于圣经的根基不牢的时候，
However, when the normal people do not have a good foundation of scripture,
那么他们就没有办法分辨到底他讲的对还是不对。
They are not able to decide whether or not his words are correct.
然后就产生了盲目的跟随。
And they have a false following.
那么这些很会蛊惑人心的领袖，
And these leaders who can mislead their people,
他们很会利用人的情绪。
They know how to use people's emotions.
我相信共产党在这一点上做到了极致。
I believe the Communist Party was also very good at this.
这个我小的时候还在农村常常开批斗大会。
And when I was young in the farming village, we had meetings.
他们在这个这叫 criticism meetings, 就是他们要 批斗某些的人。
We have these meetings where they criticize certain people.
然后他们就先唱歌。
And they will sing.
这个他肯定翻译不了。这个叫不忘阶级苦，牢记血泪仇，就开始唱这些歌。
They will sing the propaganda songs.
然后唱这些歌的时候就开始呼口号。
And when they sing the songs, they will chant.
大哥什么什么。
Who is good?
Doesn't matter.
Who and who is bad?
然后就人的情绪就开始激昂。
And people's emotions will become high.
然后就找一个老太太上台。
And an old lady will come to the stage.
然后一把哭一把泪就开始讲，啊，这怎么当时怎么会怎么会？
And she will criticize something while crying and weeping.
然后下边就喊口号。
And all the people will chant.
然后就说不杀不足这个平民愤。
A chant for their destruction.
然后就开始很可怕的后果就开始做了。
And then the terrible results will occur.
那么这个时候我们就看到是些有野心能煽动人的领袖。
And in this time we see that the charismatic leaders
利用大家的无知
they use the ignorance of the people
刺激无知人的情绪
and move their emotions
来达到一个很可怕的后果
to achieve a very terrible result
弟兄姊妹教会能够正确地解释圣经
Brothers and sisters, for the church to correctly interpret the scripture
让我们的思想和行为能够非常冷静地建立在圣经的这个真理的基础上
that our thoughts and actions can be very calmly established by the scripture
我们就不会被那些人去蛊惑
we will not be moved by those people
那么我们就不会我们的情绪随随便便的被激动起来
our emotions will not be easily manipulated
所以弟兄姊妹让我们在这一个时代里边要坚定这样的信念
Brothers and sisters, in our age today, we should have this stability.
那么就是说不管外界怎么说
Whatever other people say,
让我们的思想和行为建基在正确解释的圣经的根基上
Our thoughts and actions should be established on the correct interpretation of scripture.
那么我们就不会在这个时代随流逝去了
And we will not be moved by the age.
那么在这个是我们倒着往前讲啊。
We are speaking in reverse.
这个所以从17节讲到15节现在我们回到前边的这一大段了。
And so now let us return to the former section.
那么今天世界出现这样的状况。
Today the world is like this.
刚才我说到那面旗帜升起的时候是一个划时代的见证。
I said when I saw the raising of the flag, it was a testimony to the times.
那么什么时代呢
?What time?
就进入了世界最后的时代。
The time of the end.
所以主耶稣说他来的时候
Jesus said when he comes,
那这个世界要像挪亚的时候
It will be like the time of Noah.
又像罗德的时候
It will be like the time of Lot.
就是他们正以为平安稳妥
Just when everyone thought it was peaceful.
好像没有问题嘛
As if nothing would happen.
所以这里就是说这个到那时候必有好讥诮的人出来
And so at that time, people will come out saying,
所以这个主所说的日子没有来嘛
The late day of the Lord has not come.
那现在是如此的这个和平嘛
Look at how peaceful things are.
所以这个彼得就说他们忘记了当年挪亚的日子的情况。
And so Peter says they deliberately ignore this fact.
那个时候神已经叫世人看到水是世界表面上最多的物质。
At that time, they could already see that water had risen in the land.
那么这个这里说这个我们的旱地是从水而出借水而把它成形状。
And it is written here that the land was formed out of the water and by means of water.
Yeah. 那么就是说如果你看到一些裸露的山峰的时候
And so when you see the mountains,
就是那些没有树没有草盖的那些露在外面的山
They're very exposed mountains without any vegetation.
你会很清楚地看到那个被水冲刷的那个形状
You can see clearly the signs of erosion from water.
那么神叫我们看到那些水冲刷过的那些形状
And God clearly allows you to see these signs.
要做一个见证
So that you have a testimony.
就是上帝有充足的水重新把这个世界淹没掉。
That God has enough water to completely cover the world again.
所以曾经这个地是从水里边出来的。
And so before the land came out of the water.
那么现在神让它重新回到水里边，有没有可能性呢？
And does God have the power to cause the opposite to happen?
神叫我们看到那些东西的时候说有可能性。
And God says it is possible when you see these signs.
可是那些人就忽略这些事情。
But those people they ignore these things.
挪亚向他们传道一百年。
Noah spoke to them for 100 years.
没有人相信。
No one believed.
所以神就用水毁灭那个时代。
And so God destroyed that age with water.
那么在这个第七节的最后。
At the end of verse 7.
说现在的天地还在存着那命存留。
The present heaven and earth have also been reserved.
那么直留到不敬虔的人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火来焚烧。
Until the day of judgment and destruction by fire.
那么今天上帝也照样让我们去思想。
And today God continues to allow us to consider.
就好像你看到那个山峰是从水里边出来的吗？
Just like when you see that the mountains came out of the water.
所以上帝有充足的水来淹没这个世界。
God has enough water to cover the world.
那么今天上帝让我们看到什么呢？
And so what does God show us today?
这个前两天日本刚刚过了这个广岛和长崎遭原子弹轰炸的纪念日。
A few days ago, Japan passed the anniversary of the destruction of Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
那么这个奥巴马也去访问日本。
And Obama went to survey Japan.
那么也提到了这件事情。
And he also spoke of this issue.
那么世界末了的时候，这个美国和日本又为这个原子弹的问题、核战争的问题，这个原子弹的问题，能够向全世界发布这个新闻。
And so today the issue was again raised by Japan, on the issue of nuclear weapons.
弟兄姊妹，我们要对这些东西心灵非常的敏感。
Brothers and sisters, we should be aware of these issues.
为什么这样事情会发生？
Why would this happen?
这个上帝要提醒我们。
God will remind us.
在上一个世纪结束的时候。
That at the end of the age.
有两样东西，提醒我们在世界上的人。
Two things will remind us on the earth.
第一个就是泰坦尼克这个电影又被拍了一次。
One is that the film Titanic will be remade.
在提醒世界上的人。
To remind everybody.
那艘船再怎么大。
No matter how big the boat is.
它要被沉没。
It will sink.
当它要沉没的时候。
And when it is going to sink.
你在这个船上所拥有的一切都没有意义。
Everything that you have on the boat becomes worthless.
所以那时候只有一件事情。
Only one thing.
干什么？
What should you do?
干什么？啊，哎，逃命啊
！Is to fight for your life.
所以这个 run for your life 的逃命。所以这个当时神的天使进到这个索多玛的时候
，And so in that day when the angel of the Lord went to Sodom，
那么把这个罗德的一家救出来了
，And brought Lot's family out of the city。
出了 city 以后就说逃命吧
，As soon as they exit the city, they should run.
Run for life.为你的命逃跑。
Run for your life.
没有什么东西比你的命更重要了。
There is nothing worth more than your life.
那时候你的命没了，你所有的东西还有什么意义呢？
If you lose your life, what is the value of your possessions?
所以 Titanic 这个电影就在提醒世界上的人。
And so the film Titanic reminds us.
在船要沉的时候。
When the ship was sinking.
不要再留恋你船上那些东西了。
Don't go and look for your possessions.
逃命吧。
Run for your life.
这是第一个。
That is the first thing.
另外一个影响世界的事
The second thing
就是 Princess Diana 的死亡
is when Princess Diana died.
那么 Princess Diana 给我们留下一个什么见证呢？
What testimony did Princess Diana leave?
就是你今天追求什么东西？
What do you hope for?
你在世界上你努力，你在追求什么东西？
What do you work for?
你说吧。
Tell me.
我告诉你 Princess Diana 都有了。
I tell you, Princess Diana had all of it.
你求钱吗？
Do you want money?
我估计 Princess Diana 比你有钱。
She is probably wealthier than you.
你出名吗？
You want to be famous?
她比你有名。
Princess Diana is more famous than you.
你想当官吗？
Do you want to achieve?
她是英联邦王子的太太。
She was the queen of England.
不光是 England,
the wife of the King of England.
这个她不光是 England, 她还是英联邦，就是
of the United Kingdom, British Empire.
还包括 Australia. 所以这个 Australia 是英联邦吗？
Including Australia.
Commonwealth of, 这个叫什么，这个United Kingdom. 所以我们入祭的时候，我们要向女王效忠。
And so when we have to salute the queen.
所以这个她的地位比你高，对不对？
Her authority is higher than you.
所以你还追求什么东西呢？
What do you want to pursue?
你追求漂亮吗？
Do you want to pursue beauty?
这个她大概也不比你差一点吧。
She is much more beautiful than you.
所以你追求到这个程度的时候，
So when you have reached this level,
她不满足。
She was not satisfied.
所以她离开了英王室。
And so she left the castle.
最后跟一个花花公子死在车里头。
And she died in an accident.
那么这些都给我们看到。
All of these things remind us.
你在世界上用心追求的那些东西。
All the things that you pursue in the world.
根本不值得你为它去付上生命的代价去追求的。
They are not worth your life.
这两天有两个人在我的生命里边，就这两天啊，影响非常大。
These last 2 days, two people have a great influence in my life.
一个这个人叫马丽君。
One is a person called 马丽君。
是湖北交通厅的副厅长。
He is an officer in Hubei.
这个他是一个高级官员。
He is a quite high officer.
他自杀了。
He committed suicide.
这个跳楼自杀。他是 jump off from a probably 20 to 30 levels high building.
He committed suicide.
我看了我这里有两个关于他的视频。
And I have some videos about him.
一个就是他跳楼的整个过程。
One is the process of his suicide.
一个是他跳下来以后摔成了什么样子。
And the other is the image of his corpse.
他的身体被摔，真叫粉身碎骨。
His body was completely destroyed.
那么这样一个高级的官员。
And so this high officer.
如果你到这个网上去搜
，If you search on the internet，
你打开你的手机，进到 Google，
you enter Google on your smartphone，
然后你打上马这个字
，and you enter the word 马，
然后下边就出现丽君
，and it will show this article，
就是出现他的名字，就他叫马丽君嘛，就出现他的丽君啊，就表示现在这是一个非常热门的话题
，and it will demonstrate that this is a very popular topic at the moment。
那么你看看他整个的。这个成长的历史
and you can see the entire history of his life.
他也是读到硕士学位的人
he achieved
the master degree, of higher education. 然后他一步一步从一个小的交通队的工作人员一步一步提到省级的这个交通厅的副厅长
and so from a small officer he achieved this level of state
到了这个层面，那么到了他后来这个纪律检查委员会的人来想要检查他们交通厅的情况了。
And later when his state was to be inspected,
然后还没查到他呢，他就自杀了。
And before he was inspected, he committed suicide.
那么这个是我们看到一个他虽然是共产党员
，And this reminds us that even though he was a government official,
也非常聪明
，He was very intelligent,
很有成就
，He had great achievements.
可是当他面对危机的时候
，However, when he was to face danger,
他就是 face 一种 serious challenge 的时候，他就没有活下去的动力了。
He has no will to live.
所以以至于在他50岁左右，他比我大一岁，今年54岁。
And he is 1 year older than me.
他就结束了。
And he ended his life.
那么另外一个人呢
？There was one other person.
就是袁志明。
Is 袁志明。
这个袁志明前一些日子也遭遇了类似。过去自己的错误被人家揭露出来的那个很难过的人生的历程。
And Yuan Zhiming also faced a situation where his past was going to be exposed.
他已经被 exposed 了。
He has already been exposed.
这个很多人抓住他的过去的失败来攻击他。
And many people took his past failures to attack him.
所以他没办法，他辞职了。
And so he had no choice but to retire.
我心里边一直在挂念他。
And I think of him.
为他祷告。
I pray for him.
这个他辞职的时候，我非常愤怒。
When he retired, I was very angry.
不是retire, 他 resign himself.
Resign.
Yeah. 这个我就说，你的 ministry 是谁给你的
？I said, who gave you your ministry?
你为什么要辞职
？Why should you resign?
你是谁的仆人
？Whose servant are you?
你如果是耶稣基督的仆人
If you are the servant of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督让你辞职吗
Does Jesus Christ allow you to resign?
这个如果你是人的仆人
If you are the servant of people,
你认为什么你要宣称你自己是耶稣基督的仆人呢
Why would you say that you are a servant of Jesus Christ?
所以我心里很难过
And so I was very sad.
一直为他祷告
I pray for him.
那么最近我上个星期也收到了一封一个关于他的重新出来侍奉的视频
Last week I saw a video of his renewedservitude
这个他的讲道的视频
of his preaching
那么我听了以后我就感为他感恩
and I was very thankful for him
我们就看到两个同样面对自己的挑战的时候
and so we see two people when they come to face challenges in their life
那么一个选择了用那样悲惨的方式结束自己的生命。
One chooses such a sad exit to his life.
一个认罪悔改，重新站起来，继续往前走。
Another faces his sins, repents, and continues to walk.
那么这个就是我们看到了我们在基督里面所蒙的恩典。
And so we see that the grace that Jesus Christ gives us.
所以在这里我们生活到这个世界末了的时候。
And so all of us who are living towards the end of the world.
如果我们只在地上在物质的层面里边有指望
If we only have hope in the things of the world,
那么我们就跟马丽君一样的
Then we will be like 马丽君
不管你是别人拿去你的生命
Whether someone else takes your life,
还是你自己结束你自己的生命
Or you take your own life,
你的生命是毫无意义的
Your life is without meaning.
我们个人肉体的死亡
When your flesh dies,
就是我们自己的世界末日
That is the end of your own life.
这个世界末日不管是整体的还是个体的
Whether the end of the world comes to you yourself or to the entire world.
你要知道每个人的人生道路都不一样
Every person's life journey is different.
但是有一样东西是一样的
However, there is one thing that will always be the same.
你愿意或者不愿意
Whether you're willing or not.
快一点还是慢一点
Whether it comes earlier or later.
你一定会世界末日会临到你
The end will come to you.
那么在这个彼得的书信的里面
And in Peter's letter he writes,
对于整个世界的末了
Regarding the end of the world,
做了一个简单的介绍
There's a very simple introduction.
这个在第十节里边在第十节里边就说他来要像贼一样
In verse 10 it says, that day will be like a thief.
这个在那日天必大有响声废去
The heavens will pass away with a loud noise.
这个大有响声什么响声最大
What is the loudest noise?
大概那个时候最大的响声就是打雷吧
Probably at that time, thunder was the loudest noise.
但是今天我们就知道什么的声音最大了。
But today we know something is louder.
那就是原子弹、核子弹爆炸的时候。
Perhaps the sound of the nuclear bomb detonating.
我想没有任何声音比它的声音最大了，更大了。
I'm sure nothing is louder than that.
因此，在这一个爆炸的时候
，And so in this explosion,
天地都要废去。
The heaven and earth will pass away.
上帝让我们看到了。
God lets us see.
我们已经为这一场大火预备了充足的燃料。
We already have enough fuel for this fire.
所以这个是个客观事实，已经放在那里了。
This is a truth that it is already ready.
你不信吗
？Do you not believe?
当然，你不信那是你不信。
Well, if you don't believe, then that is your choice.
但是这不取决于你信不信，这是一个客观事实，正在放在那里。
However, the objective truth is that it exists.
那么当上帝让这个事情让世人看见了
，And when God allows people to see this thing,
日本已经预先做了一个演习了。
Japan has already shown us.
在日本的核战争的核爆原子弹爆炸以后
，That after the detonation of the nuclear bombs,
我在这讲过几次了。这个就进入了冷战时期。
We saw the Cold War age.
那么在冷战时期里边就大量的进行这个核竞争。
In the time of the Cold War, there's arms race.
所以那时候就做了充足的这个 原子武器。
They built more than enough nuclear weaponry.
那么现在够了。
And today there's enough.
所以冷战结束了。
The Cold War is over.
然后问题的焦点就集中到以色列，集中到中东这个地区。
And there's a new problem in Israel, in the Middle East.
然后同性恋成为世界上热门话题。
And homosexuality has been a hot topic in the world.
那么这时候我们就看到罗德的日子就快要到了。
And we see that the age of Lot is near.
那么在这个时代里边，人要怎么去面对这个时代呢？
And in this day, how should people face?
圣经给每一个人一个呼召。
The scripture calls everyone.
干什么？
To do what?
悔改。
To repent.
悔改。
Repent.
承认我们是有罪的人。
Admit that you are a sinner.
承认我们是有限的人。
Admit that you are limited.
承认我们会灭亡的，会要死亡的人。
Admit that you will face destruction.
那么我们能够得到神的怜悯。
So you can receive the grace of God.
所以这里说，神愿意人人都悔改。
And so it is written that Lord wants everyone to repent.
进到耶稣基督的救赎里面。
And enter the salvation of Jesus Christ.
好像在挪亚的方舟里面。
Just like the Ark of Noah.
那是人类唯一的希望。
It is the only hope for people.
可是今天诱惑人的人。
But today, the people who tempt people.
正好跟上帝的心意相反。
They oppose the will of God.
他们不但不悔改，
not only will they not repent,
他们毫无羞耻的居然把一个同性恋的旗子能够打起来，
but without shame, they will raise their own flag.
这是一个颠倒黑白，
this is opposing truth,
毁坏道德，
destroying morality,
没有廉耻，
without shame,
这样的一个时代。
This kind of age.
我们政府的官员居然没有廉耻的把那个东西带在那，还想看那个旗子。
Our own governmental officials have no shame.
这个不是开玩笑的事情。
This is not a joke.
这是一个客观的事实摆在我们的面前。
This is an objective truth that we can see before us.
这也是一个客观的选择摆在你的面前。
And this is an objective choice placed before you.
你选择放纵。
Will you choose to indulge?
还是选择悔改？
Or will you choose to repent?
面对这样一个充满诱惑的时代，
When you face an age full of temptation,
面对这样一个常常谬解圣经的时代，
When you face an age that twists the scripture,
面对一个已经储存了原子弹将要毁灭的时代，
When you face an age that already has plenty of weaponry to destroy the world,
你用什么态度来面对你的人生呢？
What attitude will you use to look at your life?
求神帮助我们，
Pray that God will help us,
让我们能够警醒防备，
That we can be aware,
谦卑悔改，
Be humble and repent.
把我们的平安放在我们的救主，我们的耶稣基督的里面。
That our peace can be placed in our Savior.
愿神祝福大家。
May God be with everyone.
谢谢。